Okay, as I said, I'm Charmin, I'm your player coach. First off, I'm going to apologize if I seem very brisk or abrupt, because we have a lot of stuff to do, and we have no time to do it. I'm the last single face you're going to see for the next couple hours. I'm going to come through and get a bunch of information from you. First, I got to ask you a few questions. Bank check stuff, all taken care of? Okay, potty breaks, all taken care of? Okay. This is part of your waiver that you signed, but we had an issue. You got to ask. Lighting effects, do they cause bad things to happen? As in, you see a flashing light or a spark light, do you have a seizure, do you have a migraine, do you faint, does your head explode, anything like that?
My head does explode.
And he said it's supposed to be friendly.
Nightmare mode run?
What's that?
Nightmare mode run?
Oh,
okay. Is anybody new here?
This one.
I'd say no.
No? Okay.
Is anyone new?
Seriously.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah. Seriously, nightmare mode is insane.
Okay. Next year, when we have more tokens.
Uber hardcore people with the really good tokens and who have done this many times. We're just like, everything's so easy, we just breeze through everything. We're like, no, if you've ever heard of a team token, it's set up to kill them.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Has everybody picked out your characters?
Yes.
Okay, grab
what happened
to mine.
Sure.
Okay, grab your characters, put them around your neck. Your hit points are right here. This is your hit point tracker. It's really easy to figure out. These are your saving throws. It's up to you to remember those. Down here at the bottom, some of you, especially the spellcasters, if they're blobbed out already, use your thumb, wipe them off. Sometimes they get missed. That's pretty much it for the character sheets. And wear your character sheet, your hit points, those are the honor system. We trust you not to cheat. Plus, it's kind of fun when you die. The pressure's off.
It's not fun when you die.
Okay. I'm gonna come around and get armor and weapon and to hit and damage information. You're gonna have tokens like cloaks of resistance and rings of this and boots of that and yada yada yada. You're gonna ask me what about these. I'm gonna tell you, hold on a second, I'm gonna get to them at the end. That's our halfway mark, so I need to hurry. Are you ready for some guard?
I just need a weapon and armor, is that it?
I got swing.
If you have gauntlets of overpower or anything like that, I'll need to see that too.
You've saved. We're going to serve it.
That's not it.
Okay.
Things that say plus to hit or damage.
Can you use a ring?
That's plus to damage.
I don't think that's not a heavy repeating cross.
So.
Would this be better?
Here you are, sir. Is a club just for you.
Okay, that's our 1 minute warning. You can start gathering your stuff up really quickly.
Okay, so I don't need my armor in the pocket. I can just go in the pocket.
Your token. Ready to go. Combat needs to try to speed that up.
How do I do that?
Pull on the string. Pull the string.
Oops.
There you go. All right, we're going in. There's a training room.
Okay.
Come on in, guys. Okay. Go over combat really quick for people. If you are an old pro and don't think you need to listen, feel free to practice your class skills. However, refreshers are always nice. Okay, real quick. Combat starts with initiative, usually. Sometimes it doesn't happen and you get surprised. Straight up die roll. I goes first. Doesn't matter which one of you rolls it. You will find your class's slider. Don't look for it in here. We're in the training room, we get the leftovers.
Okay.
You get your slider, you get your weapon token in the slider face up, you slide it at the target. Somebody forgot to pack our actual practice target board, so we've been drawing random things. Right now, SpongeBob. What's going to happen? You're going to throw the dice at the target. It's going to be little black areas, numbers in them.
whatever you landed, that's what you hit. That's the armor class you hit. If you're in two different ones, as long as you're in the black, you get the higher number. Natural 20 is a crit. It's double damage. It is possible for you to slide into a 10. This gentleman here knocks you into a 20. That's a crit. Awesome. And he knocks it into a 5. Tough. Combat
go
resolved.
It sounds about maybe what I do, yeah.
When you're fighting, get a rotation going. Keep it snappy. Keep it moving.
Yep.
Combat is the choke point. Seriously, it slows everything down. Everything we're doing is trying to streamline combat more than anything.
Oh, wow.
You hit the bumper on the back, you missed. Rangers.
Yes.
Two attacks, weapon in each hand, two sliders at the same time. Monk.
No monk.
No monk.
Good. At the end of combat, before you leave the room, make sure you pick up your token. You leave your token and walk out the door, boot for the next party. Earlier today, I had the guy from last year who came in and went. Not like that, but he went, oh, look, a plus two longsword.
Ah!
You know that $300 token that people are
wow.
But yeah, that's what happened. And you know what? The guy who left it there?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry. So, any questions on combat?
Yeah.
Practice.
Alright. Story has to get a minute. It's really important information. That and the drone get cranky when you don't listen.
Everybody, we're going to be paying some attention now over here.
Delivered to none other than Ayus himself. The message is this. We're delightfully painful beings. I have procured information about the monastery that you and your chef. The monastery, although high and guarded, poses a threat to our attack. These tunnels were used to test traveling monks before they enter the monastery itself. We can no longer rely on these tests to keep everyone out. No one must make it out alive. Furthermore, if a holy orb is to be retrieved, and the ritual completed, the monastery grounds may be re-blessed. This cannot happen. Or else everything we have worked for is for nothing. Now I expect this message to be delivered quickly and without fail. Am I clear?
Crystal!
Yes.
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 Good.
Part 3 of the 3-part story arc. The demon lord and his minions have teamed up with the drow. They're coming after humanity in general and the city of Greyhawk in particular. The last couple adventures started off, you got shanghaied into working for the drow. You've sort of since then crossed the line into becoming double agents, kind of. Some of the drow still think you're working for them. You're pretty sure Hughes knows what's going on, that you're working against him. You are now going into his fortress where he's at. It's the final battle. So good luck with that. Some of the stuff she told you, at the end of last year's adventure, there was a scroll you found with a message. That was basically the message. Different drow have interpreted it differently. She's one of the more fun ones. But that's essentially the bare bones of the backstory. And, it's a fun time. If you've done the dungeon before, this is really, you're going to be amazed. You really are. It makes earlier dungeons look like sock puppet theater. I told you about the rooms, 12-minute time limit, y'all know that?
Yep.
The cowbell sound, that's the halfway point. Get real smart real fast if you haven't figured it out by then. When you hear the dreaded horn noise that gives us all nightmares, all six we have. That's the 1-minute warning. That's the fucker factor time. That's
It is possible. I went on my very first dungeon run last night, and in one of the rooms, the horn sounded. We had no clue. None.
Yeah.
We sat there, we're like, we're dead. Just give it, right, how much damage did we take? We're writing ourselves off. All of a sudden, one person goes, hey, I figured it out. Here it is. We had like 15 seconds. We were scrambling to put it together. I think the DM said you had like 3 seconds, because it was like, the end of the music is like, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. And just as the music was fading, we got it done. He's like, man, another couple seconds. But we figured it out.
Nice.
Heart pounding. We were sitting there going, dude, it's a game. Why are we? We're sweating. What's going on?
Because it's that much fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
All right. When the 1 minute warning sounds here soon, I'm going to call you over there. We're waiting for DMs to come and get you from now on. Just kind of a secrecy thing, kind of make it more challenging. The way this dungeon is set up, you have to wait. The nightmare sound. Table, it burns. Just the way it's set up.
Are we running the puzzle, or are we running the combat?
This is combat.
Okay.
There are still puzzles on the combat side.
Okay. I realize that, yeah. But yeah.
Gather around over here. We got about 30 seconds.
Seals itself in, locking everybody inside. You will need to find the exit to the room if you can. You see a marble pillar behind you, a pool of water, and a skeletal corpse. Good luck.
What's the table say?
The orb of color travels, for his hope shines warm from that bright star. It spins around so we can see. The truths we seek are then set free.
So are we looking for an orb?
And there's a big plus in the middle.
And there's a plus in the middle here. Big one.
There's a what in the middle?
Big plus.
Big plus.
The cross.
Okay. Cross.
Halor is the god of the sun.
Search along the walls to make sure we're not missing anything.
Okay. You got a light for that?
Those that have lights have to be searching all the walls.
Everybody now has a new best friend.
Aww.
Oh.
They want to give you a hug.
Here, pass them out.
Here, guys, pass out your one.
Search.
Is there another one? Or does someone have another
search? Is that your thing?
Yes.
It goes with the table. Okay. You got your Sturge off?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, what should I be doing?
Alright, let's see here. The orb of Palor travels, for his hope shines warm from that bright star. It spins around so we can see the truth we seek and then set it free.
So, set it free. Travels for his hope shines.
Maybe it comes out.
Something about spinning, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, spin this more around, maybe.
Oh, wait, this is kind of loose. Not quite loose enough.
I've got 6 minutes. Does it spin?
Not in any appreciable way. I mean, this middle joint is loose.
Right.
But not all the way off, so maybe there's like a catch in it.
Like.
And like some way of twisting these.
Maybe it comes apart.
If you force it hard enough.
Okay, so was it rattling when you did that? Like, hold this still.
Yeah, there's something in there.
Well, what is it? If we just put it on there, does it do anything? Like, if we put it on the cross?
I'm pretty sure that's not right.
I love their quarter staff over there.
Quarter staff.
Quarter staff.
I have it in my hand.
Might be that wizard. Okay.
Yeah, like we put it on there.
It spins around.
Not only that, but it also says set it free, then set free.
The truths we seek are then set free. So you spin and it sets it free, so we get out of here.
Is it like an Indiana Jones thing where you press twist the thing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it do anything?
Well, you gotta ask them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Whoa, wait a second. When you spend it,
it came loose.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, show it to me.
That loot.
Oh, loot.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Some Zimicar.
We open the loot?
Yes.
Robe of the Mage. They're mage.
We already have one.
Yeah. Yet.
Okay.
Cloak of Curses.
What's it do?
If monsters wear it, must roll 4 QC 12. Somebody gets attacked a lot. Cloaks a lot.
Here?
I see how that's pretty cool. How much time do we have?
Probably about 3 minutes.
I don't think there's anything else to set
there. Secret door!
Is there a secret door?
Is there something shaking in here?
Does anyone have a potion of, I don't know, reveal secret door?
What's the next clue? It spins around so we can see the truth.
It spins around so we can see the truths we seek are then set free.
So we set it free.
We set it free.
Okay.
Does it do anything when we put it on there?
We have time left to spare.
Does anybody have their tokens?
Yes.
Did we get any loot that needs to be redistributed?
I got a cloak of curses.
How much damage did everybody take? Do we need to do any healing yet?
I took 1 point of damage. I took 4 points.
4 points. Is there any heals for 4 points?
Yeah.
I've got cures here. How low are you?
I'm down 6 right now, so. Okay. Yes, I am. I'm gonna
use the bust a cure minor. What your cure minor
You know what, guys? Hold on to your cures. When you start getting down to 5, that's when you might heal.
Okay. Just don't overheal.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as overheal.
My damage meter is very high in the dead.
Order.
evil snares, the found each day. Countered with good, to Paylor we pray. Match the virtue to the sin. Wisdom is shown, your journey begins.
You think that's wisdom?
So, hold on, guys. What are these?
Oh. Forgiveness.
Okay. There we go. Everybody take one.
What?
Now look at the tree.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
Light. Yeah, light.
Well.
Okay, guys, take a look. And here are some. We have charity, kindness, diligence, tenacity, humility, temperance, and forgiveness.
Look at the expressions on their face.
Yeah.
This is fat.
Fat dude, gluttony.
Take this light from.
Okay.
inspire confidence for combat. Sorry, I'm not that cool.
Your fellow party members could use some entertaining.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Come on, you can do it, Bart.
Yes.
Crap. Any requests?
Inspire us. Yes.
That's not a request. I don't know that one. Confidence is not enough because I'm low level and only have that ability, but that doesn't matter because competence is
confidence!
What we need. Everybody, give me a comp.
Comp!
Give me an it. Give me an in. Give me a what's that spell?
Confidence!
Yay!
We agree to give you something to stop.
It's a scroll of remove curse. Perhaps that seems like a hint.
Remove the curse and tone down.
Thank you, I'll be here all night because it's a curse.
That's awesome.
Did you say incompetence there?
Yes.
What's that spell? Incompetent!
I wanted people to go like, you guys want me to sing to attract monsters?
Yes, please.
Okay. Monsters.
Monsters, I want to hear myself.
Step right on in, everyone. Okay. As you come in, the most obvious feature in the room is a large dome of glowing energy.
Uh-oh.
Large of energy forming a shield pattern. The whole thing crackles with electrical energy, which seems top more where it's opaque, becoming more translucent down around the sides. In the center, you see a pedestal that supports a huge golden key. Your exit locked by a massive wooden door, a large keyhole in the center. Good luck.
To venture forth, you must retrieve the careful axe, this golden key. Use the tools that you have brought. Touch not the bars that I have wrought. Or reach inside to grab your prize. Bridge your thoughts and be most wise.
All right, let's
get. Okay, who holds the party card?
Okay.
Good luck.
Who has a Bradley book?
We have something over here. We have.
All right. Excuse me. Let me step up.
Ooh. I'm gonna stand back from that.
Does anyone have grappling hooks and rope here?
I don't have grappling hooks, but I have a rope.
Show me the tokens if you have any strategy.
Does anyone have a grappling hook?
I've got it buried. I'm gonna have to look for it. Does somebody help me over here?
Grappling hook is some light right here. Okay.
Here's your rope.
Oh,
do we have a cowboy in our party? Nobody took the cowboy?
I didn't take the cowboy.
WTF. I mean, come on.
Okay. It clicked.
Okay. We'll take it. We have a twine. Who has a twine?
Blue.
You have a
twine.
Twine?
Twine. I don't have a twine.
Oh, what is that?
Cleric, that guy right there, Cleric, Rick.
Yeah.
Holy symbol, Paylor.
Oh, nice. I'll make sure you get this after back after
the war. Okay.
So,
Anybody have any items that they think might be useful? Show me the tokens.
Some rope.
Rope.
Both sides.
Somebody reach in there and just get the key.
Yeah. What's the problem?
You reach in there and get the key.
Oh, okay.
Is that an order,
what's
sir?
What's my intelligence? Oh.
to try to knock that?
You gotta knock it off.
A rogue is tossing rope in to try to knock the pedestal over.
You on your side.
Okay.
Oh.
Down the top?
No, because he's gotta knock it off. Nobody can reach in.
No.
Good hit.
I mean, is it going to be harder to pull it out if you knock it off?
Wouldn't it be easier to pull it out?
Can you, like, get a loop around it?
Can you throw really hard to try to knock it close to the edge?
Yeah, if you...
I know, but then we can use stuff to leverage and pop it up. Sing an inspiring rope chant.
Inspire confidence on that rogue.
Rope, 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 rope,
knock it off?
Yeah. Wait, one act. No, no, no. Try to trust the rope. We can trust the rope. Here.
Kneel down.
Yeah.
Maybe kneel down and throw it like that. Yeah, like try to like ball it up on the end or get the slow pace.
No, not far enough.
Can you grab that? No.
No.
I'm gonna grab that.
Wait.
Can the other rope have another?
Yeah. Rope.
Grab it.
I don't think it's gonna.
Yes, the scroll. Can you grab this? All right. Here, hold it.
Yeah, I see what she's saying.
You're not gonna be able to lift the 6 minutes.
Throwing a rope from the other side to try to snare the heavy object, try to get the key. Easy.
Easy. Well, hold on, we're not at the edge yet. Okay.
Do we have another scroll we need to fish it out? Well, what? No, you can't have the scroll.
Hold on.
I have a, oh, wait a second. If you use a scroll, then the mouth.
A scroll or a scroll case?
Alright, fish that out without putting your hand in.
Sorry.
Use the rope to help you if you can.
Nah,
careful. Like, pick up the corner of it. Pick up the corner,
maybe use the rope.
Yeah, get the rope right the way through. Once you get, does everyone else have another scroll? We can use it.
Here we go.
So tense.
There.
All right.
I don't understand why we didn't just pull it back and try and throw it again.
Can you lift that up?
Your hand has broken the plane of the energy field. You are blasted back 4.10.
Here, let me try stage this.
Here, grab it. There you go. Somebody grab that black part right there.
Mark it's out.
Grab that. Hurry. There.
All right.
Got it.
What you're going to have to do is start pulling it, start taking up the slack. You're going to have to try to loop it around.
You're not going to get it up to the level. You need to flip around it.
Make life simple for yourself. You want to loop this back around that and figure out how to get it up and around?
Yeah, wait. Just flip it over to the top one, like this.
Here.
Guys, what are we doing?
across.
Can you run through that?
Yes, we do.
Crystal. All right, they all get by
on time. All right, next.
We're just crawling on our bellies.
Yeah, I'll let you know when you're clear.
Okay, your last party.
Are we good here?
Full strength on.
Yeah, full strength.
Yeah. It's
fucking fireman's
crawl. Come on, guys. Is anybody else throwing or not?
Here we go.
Show me the death roll.
You can do it. It's only a mind flare. They're just really nasty as all.
Missing, so I just chucked one.
Guess you got my sword out of the way.
The 20.
Don't hit the 20.
Anyone left?
You already went, Rick.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Plus two singing.
Or 2, 4, 6. Yeah, full strength, but that's two.
I have plus two singing.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, sorry, thanks.
All right, he is going after the wizard. Oh. That's a miss. You got lucky. Let's go.
Come on, guys.
Go. Quick. Quick. Nice. All right, guys. Next.
Anybody else?
No one else?
Yeah. Nope, that's it.
All right. This is a miss. This is a miss. Plus two for singing, that's a 10. All right, you are now all unstunned. You want to do an action?
Come on, guys, let's go.
You can do it. You can do it.
4 points to the paladin, there's no save. That's not a magic damage or magic pencil. That's 1 minute mark, guys.
I said Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Show me the bow.
Good shot. Congratulations, O members of the Found. You have crossed over the chasm of fear and proven yourself worthy to enter our monastery. You have arrived inside the receiving hall, and a monk will arrive very soon to welcome you. Please take this time to rest yourself.
I will rest as I dine on the brains of you fools.
That's in handwriting.
Okay.
All right, now,
to cure.
After that battle, I'm sure somebody wants to go ahead and be healed. We're gonna
give her a cure mod. You're down 10, you said?
Yep. All right. Moderate?
Yep.
All right.
The tanks.
So, second. Go ahead. Pick Fortitude.
Here.
Which one?
This one.
Alright, it's actually this one, so 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, you only need to get 6 points.
Oh, for God's sake. Alright, I second this.
Alright, hey. Anyone else wants to get healed?
I got 2 minors for 1 hit point. Anyone wants?
I could use some minors. I'm down.
I'm gonna give her 2 minors as well.
I only need the 1 full, so don't give me another.
To full?
I got 1 point left.
No one need anything?
Full on this one.
I'm down 4, so
just hold it.
Right. I'm down 4, but I'm good. Anyone else?
When you use your...
You need as many hit points as we can. Now's the time to heal.
I'll give him 2 of the miners. 2 miners?
Where's your one?
The Ranger. The Ranger, just 2 miners.
Just heal 2.
Here you go. Yeah. But he's using it. You're using it?
2 now.
Alright. Don't continue on without me. Alright, now. As you go ahead and continue on, you are finally glad to be out and see the city streets of your home once again. You continue on, and you go ahead and you see that there is a gate. It's open. It's a little... makes you a little worried because, well, with your adventures that you previously, you know, have been on, this adventure you've previously been going through, hasn't been going too well for you. Now, the fighter goes ahead and takes you a lead, and he turns the corner and sees him in the courtyard. There's a silhouette of some monstrous thing in the distance. Now, as you get closer, the fighter starts to smell a stench of alcohol. And he's, you know, a little worried, but he realizes it is a sleeping giant. Party. Guys, be quiet, because you really don't want to wake up him. Now, as he looks around, and everyone else starts to look around, he starts to see jars all over the ground. Glass jars with what is to be presumed the thing he was drinking. And what's left of it, little bits here and there. You also go ahead and see there are three gates, all with locks. Something's going on. Now, to the right, as the fighter goes ahead and continues to look on, he sees this weird contraption. Now, this is something he's seen before, but figured he'd get a little advice from the rogue. The rogue realizes it is an obstacle course to go ahead and track, so it doesn't set off an alarm. At the very end, he does realize there is a key and it's shining in the moonlight, hanging right off the fence. Wait, go.
This is awesome animatronic orc statue with moving jaws and pistons.
Alright. Without touching that like I did.
However, give me credit, I'm wearing sandals. Alright. We're just after the key there, right?
No. Roll up and down.
That's awesome. That is amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
You want to try it, Dave?
What's that?
Are you take over the rogue's job? No. I'll watch and cheer. I mean, not cheer because that would be loud.
All right. Yeah. Can I use the scroll of knock instead of going after the key?
Unfortunately, no, you cannot, because what winds up happening is you use the knock, and it is actually protected by magic.
Right.
Is knock useful for anything?
Knock is useful for magic.
Alright, let's move this back a little bit.
Watch your back foot. Please don't lean on the wall.
Okay, I would almost be turn that foot a little more.
He's presumed he has to do this without balance. He has to do the balance on his own.
One more, that's all you got. One more.
Careful as you take your foot out.
You got it.
Just pull straight up.
Perfect.
Excellent.
All right. Now go ahead and make it to the very end without setting off the alarm. However, there is a rat underneath that as you approach, it actually scares it, knocking over one of the jars, and it smashes on the ground. The giant then goes ahead and wakes up.
This giant statue is being blazed now with a pre-recording. It's awesome.
Alright, full DPS.
Alright.
Don't get hit by it.
There's no fighter, go ahead and use the 1 o'clock.
Singing!
Alright, Ranger, you set up first.
Alright, can I see your instrument?
All right.
I got the
nice. Where do we need? Where's the high hit value?
Shoulders.
18, 19, 17.
Okay.
I want to cast a scroll of shocking grasp.
Sorry.
Come on, guys.
There's 16. Go.
Deck.
That looks like 16.
Come on, anybody else throw one?
Fire confidence.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
What does it look like I'm doing? You guys are awesome.
Plus one to damage.
Alright.
You can't empower skulls, apparently. The skulls, they just do damage. They just do damage.
It's for 7 points of damage. Alright, we have the ranger who hits for 8 points of damage. We have the rogue who unfortunately just misses the paladin missing. Ranger misses for the second hit.
Okay.
Alright, ranger, go.
Alright, now, in anger, it actually winds up taking a swing at the
It's just polite.
I'm such a thief.
Pilgrim entrance. Main entrance to East.
What are you doing here? Master cannot be disturbed by lonely men. Wait.
Hide me.
Stench of goodness about you. You are not in league with my master, Ayu. Your damn lower hearts to him as an offering of my devotion! You may have said Valor once, but now your mind and soul belong to my charms.
Punches the rope for 6 points.
Oh, gross.
That was hideous.
How did you get him?
How are you doing?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Down the drain.
Man. One turn. Run. Alright, your combat sliders are on the table.
It is time for this dispensable charade to end. I have seen the depth of your goodness, and I have made my decision. You have been found by his grace, and no longer will you wander.
Free throw?
Behold, the power and glory that is her Lord.
Illusion fades away, and she reveals her true form.
I have been watching this monastery for many years, since the monks here were tempted by the angels of iron, and they sinned a great sin. The monastery was defiled, and evil has been allowed to flourish here. So great was the anger of the Lord that he forbade him to kill his very angry angel to restore the monastery. I have long thought that some servants of good were able to enter this most holy chapel of Peril and find a way to restore the blessing of the monastery. If you find the strength, you must take the holy order of Peril back into your hands. In doing so, you will immediately banish all the evil outsiders back to their hellish world. Not only will this cleanse the monastery, but it will also save your mortal city of Greyhawk, for without any reason, the evil army assembled to load is quickly scattered. But beware, Ayuz himself has taken up residence within the chapel that sits behind that door. So your task is great indeed. While I am forbidden to directly aid you, I can offer you some important information. To get into the chapel, you must prove your belief and knowledge of the Lord by solving that column puzzle. Once that is done, you will enter the alcove of reflection, where you may open a curtain and look upon the mirror of faith. If you are brave, the Lord will answer your prayer and give you that which you need most. It is then that you must enter the chapel and find a way to place the orb within Pelor's hands. May the light of Pelor illuminate your path, and may you bring peace to this once great house of Pelor.
Passing her test, she heals the party to full hit points. Wizard, regain her scorching ray. You have a poem.
Alright, the host
of Paylor.
The host of Paylor.
Alright. So,
tiles below it.
So we got four, three.
Three.
Maybe it's an anagram.
An anagram?
The host of Paylor. Alright, let's not try and walk around it. Let's put the tiles on the table.
The hope! The hope! Hope!
Right, let's put the tiles on the table and try and figure it out that way instead of trying to work our way around the pillar.
Larry!
Is it the hope of
Rick.
Paylor?
Yeah. Here. Coming. Okay.
Let me know this religion.
Hey guys, bring them over here. We got it. What do you need here? Is this the over here? I've got the R. This is the.
The four.
Hope.
That doesn't sound
four
right.
Hope for the lost. Hope for the lost. Maybe.
Hope for the lost.
Of course, the T. But the H.
Hope.
Got it.
Aha.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Scream it louder, Rick.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I love this now.
so-called shifts, you're doing like a secret passageway, allowing you to continue on your journey. In the next room, it is under a silence limit. So please do not talk. Also comfort your life.
Yeah.
No, there's no treasure in this room.
Okay. Yeah, getting healed to full wasn't good enough.
Was it kind of this?
You greedy bastard.
What?
Like, oh, we only got healed to full.
Oh, that's true. Well, we're full healed for the last battle. So.
Alrighty, welcome. Party card, please. Holiness, so quiet, please. So just as you know, this lesson told you that you were looking for the mirror of faith. You have found it. Now is your time. Stare into it. Believe in yourselves, and Pillar will grant you that which you need most to.
Alright, let's take a look. Looks like you guys have been granted an additional party to help you with the trials ahead. Here's the deal, guys. Both parties will have a specific task they need to accomplish. But in order to succeed, both parties have to accomplish their task. So if one party fails, both parties will fail. Additionally, neither group can talk or heal or anything like that. The other group, and vice versa. You're all on your own. If the party group wants to go ahead and follow me, please.
Wish luck to your fellow spirits. Combat side, hold just a moment. You are a normal run, therefore, once you enter the room, you'll be given one round to do one kind of buff to you or your comrades. So, a potion, a scroll, a spell upon your comrades. We are fighting Ayuz the demigod. It'll be a long, quick battle. Not very quick, but quick for him, maybe. He defeats you. So, get ready. We're going to be trying to be as efficient as possible. Come on in. Turn your lights on and go to sleep now.
Snake's gonna get you.
Yeah, I know. He frightens me.
I need to do initiative real quick. Do it, please.
Roll it.
I might one.
We got it.
Don't panic.
Do we have to sing first? Take turns.
Sing.
Hard song. Make sure the DM knows it's in effect.
Right. With the bonus.
Oh, man. I'm going for 15.
Okay. So do I.
Oh, I missed it.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Keep taking your attacks.
Hard sing.
Okay.
With the masterwork.
Cast
off. Will you take care of the sand once we fire them?
Did you just take your attacks?
Yes.
No, I gotta count them up here in a minute.
Shouldn't cast like Ghost Sound or Mending instead? Would that be a bigger help?
Hey, anyone else want to do some attacks over here?
Do you want me to take it now and turn late?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do that
one.
Nope, not quite yet.
Uh-oh.
At the ranger! Plus 8 to hit.
have a new stone, have a new
fail.
Poison.
What's going on?
So 4 more points of damage. 12 total.
Ow.
Can I get a heal? I want to
cast Scorching Ray. Alright, new round.
New round.
New round.
Hey, Larry.
Stay.
Okay, guys,
next
round. Are you throwing anything?
Nope, still singing.
I will die. Alright, I guess I'm gonna heal.
You're gonna heal, is it okay?
Yeah, my last cure.
You show me courage right here.
Still singing.
Still singing. Yes,
yeah, I'm
still
singing. That's why I was saying, hold on to some of them.
Over here, just a moment here. 17 for Paladin will hit. Ranger! Loading it up here.
You didn't want him to see.
Yeah. Guess who gets attacked this round?
You had my, you already got my last
one? Nope, I got this one here.
Well, he got healed to full, so I don't want to hear shit.
Nice.
Wow.
Pound him, guys.
Pound him.
That's right. Hit that spot again. Good job, Ranger. Yeah. Bard for the win.
Go, Bard, go.
As he takes his final attack at the Ranger.
Oh,
yeah.
Hit.
That'll hit.
I don't think at all you're going to save anyway. Take your attacks.
I'm going to survive. Turn him.
All right, he has a DC against 15.
Okay.
For 10 points of damage. He gets a plus 10 to save.
Okay.
He saves. Okay. Okay. Take your final attacks.
Go, Ranger.
Go, go, hit that spot. Pretty good job.
I got a 17.
I only need a 14.
How many?
I don't know. He said this was last round.
Yeah.
Alright, is everybody gone?
We've gone.
One. I see a hit. A hit from over here from the magician. The wizard, I see enough hits. You, in fact, have defeated the avatar of.
That's
a very good combat there, guys. Well done. Some good hits. Good use of buffs there. Ranger, smooth. As Ayuz enters, he crumbles to the ground, his avatar spilling forth. Your galore. You have succeeded in your task, however, the other party must succeed as well.
Greyhawk, you see. Come on, Greyhawk. So instead of doing whatever, can we just sell that? I mean, just a thought. I'm just throwing it out there. Color changing orb. Can we ask it questions and it'll say, reply hazy, try again later.
Ooh.
No. Take magic.
Do we get any bonus for being ever nervous? Oh, we didn't beat the lumber.
No bonuses for that.
Oh, well, now I feel bad for... Which room did we beat?
The key room.
The key room.
Key room exploded.
Yeah. Boom.
Don't you remember? You were thrown across the wall like flies.
Ah, yeah.
How could you forget?
That key room.
That was like 4 or 5 sessions ago.
Yeah. The key room freaking sucked.
Let us pray for the other party. Hey, Lord, make them not idiots.
There is no party in death.